We will move on now to informational items, the GPA option results.
Morning, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roblin, Ryan Winiger, Habitat Program Administrator. I believe Chris is going to be pulling up a PowerPoint for me.
Yes, sir.
Yes, stand by. All right, we can see it on our end. Go ahead.
All right, very good. Yeah, so agenda item 19 is the GPA auction results. If you guys all remember, back in beginning of the year, the commission approved the auctioning off of some properties in the northeast part of the state. Properties again were in Falk and Spink counties, just to kind of refresh everybody's memory. Public auction notices were placed in newspapers per South Dakota codified law, scattered around a lot of the major newspapers in the state multiple times to get the word out. Emails were sent out by our GFP folks to many of our email lists that we have. And then Exit Relay Connection was the auction company that we contracted with to help auction these. They did a lot of promotion as well on their websites, through different Facebook auction pages, Zillow, all kinds of different places where people could find that this auction was taking place, to get the word out to people. Saturday, June 7th, was the auction. It was held at the Lakeside Country Club on Lake Falkton. So right on site there on as to where some of the property was being sold. And then we had very good attendance, much higher than we anticipated, I think. As you can see, there's standing room only there in parts of the building. We had 37 bidders there in person that were registered, and then another 27 online that were registered. And in the end, we ended up with 11 unique buyers, with some of those buyers buying multiple tracts that we were selling. So next slide, please. So here's a couple of the maps just to refresh everybody. On the left there is Lake Falkton. We had 18 different groups of lots that were kind of grouped together based on location. So various places there around that body of water. We're still retaining quite a bit of land on the east side there, and the west side for good access to the lake. And then those two smaller parcels down there in Spink County that we also sold. Next slide, please. And here's just a quick summary. I believe there's a full table like this in your commission booklet, but you can see Lake Falkton there. We have several different groups there down the list. We have the appraised value of what each of these different groupings appraised for, and then the sale price, and then net proceeds would be after the costs that were associated with closing, things like that, commission fees for the auction company. That's what the net proceeds were. And then kind of the total acres for each of those different groupings. But some of the groups, like group two there, for example, that one's on the north side of the lake and has utilities that are more accessible for water and electricity, things like that. So that group there sold for a little bit higher, whereas some of those on the south part of the lake or southwest part of the lake just have electric, don't have rural water, things like that. So they maybe brought a little bit less. And then the bottom there, the Twin Lakes parcels, we only had one bidder there, and that individual is the adjoining landowner that kind of surrounds those parcels, bringing the appraised value for those two. In summary, we sold just over 26 acres. If you combined all those together, the appraised value of all of them would be just right at $215,000. And then the net proceeds, once the auction company fees and closing fees and things like that were taken away, just over $343,000 that we brought in from these sales. Closings on all of these wrapped up in August. We got all the deeds transferred and things taken care of there. Quite a process, obviously, with 11 different buyers. And then the properties have all been removed from all of our GFP maps and taken out of our public hunting atlas and all that stuff as well to get things cleaned up there. And then signage was adjusted on the ground out there, so our public visiting that area know that property is no longer public property. So again, the funds generated from the are returned back to our GFP account, and they'll be kind of secured for future land acquisitions as those that come in the future that maybe we need to take a little bit of cash to put towards something that is of high interest and fits into our mission objective with our public land program that we have a little bit better than what these properties have With that, I'll stand by for any questions.
Very good. Thank you, Ryan. Any questions or comments from the commission? Seeing none, thank you for the update. Looks good.
Very good. Thank you.